What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take up a phone call, starting with Herman in Georgia. Aloha, Herman. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing good.
Oh, great. About last mid-May or early June, a caller made mention about Comet Shoemaker Levy 9. Do you remember?
Comet Shoemaker Levy 9 was a long, long time ago. Claire and I were still living in North Hollywood when that happened.
Yes, and the caller, and you made mention of that, and the caller was saying then that President Trump would recognize Jerusalem as the capital. But you quickly cut me off before I could give my guess on the next series of events.
Well, go ahead and give us another guess.
Oh, okay. The halfway point is about 13 or 14 months away. That's that seven-year period, depending on when the barley crop in Israel is found to be ripe enough for the first fruits offering after the 12th month.
Okay, now I remember why I said goodbye the last time. Thanks.
You remember.
Bye-bye. I remember. All right, we're going to go to Dave in Hungary. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
I'd like to get some commentary and analysis from you and any members of the listening audience who are so inclined on how the president might use the current government shutdown to his advantage. Donald Trump has been subjected to a steady rain of grenades from every point on the political compass ever since he started. He announced his candidacy, and he's become very adept at pulling the pins and throwing them back at great tactical advantage. I'm thinking there are legions of overpaid and basically parasitic government employees at agencies like Department of Education, Miseducation, as it might be, IRS, and that nest of dung beetles.
IRS is not part of the government. IRS is a private corporation.
Oh, God help us. But in any case, there is a lot of fat that can be trimmed. And I'm wondering whether some mechanism might be put together by any capable staffers Trump has for carrying over the government shutdown in ways that could be used to debreed the government agencies of parasitic hangers-on and thus save a lot of money. It seems that there should be some mechanism, and I recall Reagan had successfully done actions like that, albeit at a lower level than I think Trump needs to. I'd just like to get some commentary from the listeners and from you as to whether that might be possible. That would save an awful lot of money.
Part of the problem is twofold. One, there are very powerful unions for government workers, public workers, and they carry huge voting blocks. You don't want to annoy them. The other one is that because of those unions, it's actually very difficult to fire a government worker. I mean, they have to do something really horrible to get fired. I mean, these days, they sexually harass somebody of the opposite sex, they can be let go. But that's the exception that proves the rule. We're constantly hearing stories about people who do incredibly stupid things and they keep their jobs, like the guy down here who we are told accidentally sounded that missile alert. He was reassigned, but he kept his job.
Oh, I'm aware of that. I was government functionary myself for a while, DOD.
Okay.
So I know how difficult it is to get rid of unproductive labor. Having said that, these are kind of extraordinary circumstances, and a government shutdown might be used creatively by Trump supporters within the deep state as it is to get rid of some of the parasites.
Well, here's the issue. First of all, the government shutdown is now over. We may have another one in 3 weeks' time. Just because the government is shut down doesn't mean that the rules have stopped applying. The rules and laws are still the rules and laws. In order to just sweepingly fire a bunch of people, Trump would have to declare literally a national emergency and suspend all the labor rules and so forth. And I don't think that would be a wise and prudent thing to do.
I agree. Unfortunately, it calls to mind that ludicrous comment made by Senator, appropriately named Jeff Flake, comparing Trump to Stalin. And I don't think we've seen the bad Trump yet. We've seen a blustering guy who's kind of clownish, but underneath that clownish exterior, I really think we've got a man of steel. At least I hope we do. And I'm thinking that he might privately some of the people down the chain of command know that, especially Flake, you want to see Stalin? I'll show you Stalin. I think Trump could probably pull this off.
Well, I disagree, because Stalin was surrounded by people who thought the same way that he did. That's why he was able to do what he did. Same thing with Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler could not have done everything all by himself. He had to be surrounded by people who agreed with him, agreed with the agenda, agreed with the philosophy, and were willing to do what the Führer said. Trump doesn't have that. He is surrounded by enemies, much like John F. Kennedy was. And he's meeting bureaucratic resistance on virtually everything. I'm in agreement with you. He needs to put on his presidential brass knuckles and get down to work dealing with that swamp, because the swamp is starting to eat him alive.
Yeah, I mean, look what Peter the Great did. I mean, if you know the background that led up to conversion of a large tract of Baltic swampland into a functional ocean port, he really had to clean house, and he was considered one of Russia's enlightened rulers. Trump could do it. I believe Trump could do it if he really wanted to, but whether he has the willpower to do it or not, it remains to be seen. Anyway, that's just off the top of my head, and I'd be interested to see if there's any concurrence by folks in the listening audience. I'll let you go. Listen, I love your sword, but aren't you afraid that Conan is going to come and repossess it?
No, I don't think so. First of all, this one's just a wall decoration. And second, I actually worked on the original movie briefly, so I feel cool. I have a right to a souvenir.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thanks. Yeah, bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And before we take our next call, I think pretty much everybody listening to the show is going to be in agreement. The government is bloated. It's feather-bedded. It's full of nepets. And, of course, managers in government love to have larger staffs because it makes them look more important. And so government unrestrained grows like a cancer, and this one really has. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates just now rejoining the network. We're going to go back to the phones here. Charlie in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, government employees. You do remember the postal shootings?
Oh, yes.
Okay. They abruptly stopped because they basically came in and said, you can't fire people anymore. Most of those shootings were revenge shootings, politics in the upper management, deciding who's going to get fired and who's not. So if you want to know why, you pretty much, once you're in the government after 7 or 8 years, it's almost impossible to get fired. Trump can't fire anybody no matter what you think he can do. It's because of the postal shootings. Nobody locks and loads faster than a government worker expecting his pension and then getting fired. Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, well, that's an interesting way of putting it. I think the process of immunizing government workers from being fired was actually much more drawn out and had multiple sources. The postal shootings, what I was hearing was the post office had brought in a bunch of efficiency experts who were just micromanaging these workers, telling them how to turn the wrist when they put the mail in the mailbox, trying to squeeze an extra second out of them. And it's like in college psych, when you put the rats in the maze and the maze doesn't have a solution, they'll go crazy. And I think that was also part of what was going on back then. All right, so the phone lines are open if you want to call on in. Now, out in California, actually it's all over the West Coast now, one of the earliest burger chains was called In-N-Out Burger, and it's actually turning out to be an interesting place to work because employees can work their way up to $160,000 a year with no degree or previous experience. Now, many years ago, my younger brother worked briefly for In-N-Out at the corporate office. And he said it was a wonderful place to work. It just had this amazing, friendly feel. Everybody was family. I don't know if it's still that way, but it was back when my brother was there as well. And that, I think, embodies what Henry Ford was saying. The best way to become prosperous is to make those around you prosper, because it's a very successful company. Now, the Trans-Pacific Partnership is apparently moving forward without the United States, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and 11 countries, they're starting to work on a new Asia-Pacific trade pact, and apparently they're going to hold the signing ceremony in Chile in March. So they've revised the trade agreement without the United States. We'll see what happens on that. Not everybody has benefited from the new tax plan. In fact, Johnson & Johnson posted a rare quarterly loss, a whopping $10 billion, with a B, due to a $13 billion charge related to the recent U.S. tax overhaul. And the healthcare giant on Tuesday also reported sharply higher spending on production, marketing, administration, and research, offsetting a big jump in sales. Now, the United States is starting to put America First tariffs on imported products, and the first two are going to be on washing machines and solar panels. And yes, it means these products are going to be more expensive, but if we're ever going to bring our own manufacturing back and give it the opportunity to start matching the quality of these imported machines, we need to support them. And we need to reverse that trade imbalance. We need the money flowing into the country, not out. Now, China and South Korea, whose manufacturers will be most heavily affected, have criticized the move. This could be the opening salvo in the trade war that has been talked about between the United States and China. Over in the European Union, Germany's biggest newspaper, Bild, reported it's seen paperwork indicating a shortfall of millions of euros in the EU pension fund. Now, this EU pension fund is not for the citizens of the EU. It's for the members of the European Parliament, some government people, people in the Brussels government. And apparently, they're taking out a lot of money. Not enough is coming in. So they're going to have the taxpayers pitch on in to basically provide the pensions for these Eurocrats who they don't particularly like. That, I imagine, will sting. Down in France, French President Emmanuel Macron has admitted that had there been a French independence referendum, the majority of the French people would have voted to leave the European Union. So I'm sure he's wiping his brow and saying, thank goodness we didn't allow them to have an actual vote. We can't trust the people to think these things through. You seeing this attitude that's coming out, like that congressman who came on out and said they can't release the FISA memo because the American people are too stupid to understand it. What an arrogant piece of work that is. Austria is now suing the European Commission in Hungary regarding a nuclear power station in Hungary. And apparently the European Commission decided to let Hungary expand its Pax atomic plant. And Austria, who shares the border with Hungary and is downwind, prides itself on supporting clean energy, does not have any nuclear plants of its own. So further stresses on the European Union, further strains here. Over in Israel, Israel looks set to win its war on African refugees, and that's actually what the headline in Electronic Intifada said. And it's kind of interesting for two reasons. First of all, for a while, to deal with the demographic problem, Israel was welcoming the Ethiopian Jews to come to Israel to build up the population numbers and keep the Jews in the majority. Now, apparently, they've changed their mind, and they're sending them back, and they've basically issued a warning to the African refugees. They have 90 days to leave the country or be thrown in jail indefinitely. And what's really kind of interesting here is Israel's at the forefront of demanding that Europe let the refugees in, that the United States let the refugees in. It's fine for every other country on earth. You should let the refugees in. But when it comes to Israel, different set of rules. But the government of Israel has run into a little bit of a problem because at least three pilots for Israel's flag carrier are flatly refusing to take part in the forced deportation of refugees, saying, "I won't fly refugees to their deaths." These are El Al pilots resisting the deportation. Now, Russia and China are now willing to start building small nuclear reactors in Iran. The deputy head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, announced that China and Russia have voiced enthusiasm for the construction of small nuclear reactors in Iran. I guess these would be used for regional power stations in low-demand areas. And apparently, Iran has been studying small reactor technology. So that's moving forward. More business, more commerce. Now, here's an interesting story. Apparently, China has overtaken the U.S. in scientific output. And the U.S. likes to claim it's still the world leader in science and technology. Can't even build our own rocket engines yet here. But apparently, China has overtaken the U.S. in terms of the volume of total scientific papers published. And that is a very telling statistic that underscores the rapid strides in Chinese scientific achievement. I think China has either two or three of the world's top 10 most powerful supercomputers. They're in love with science and technology in the future. Kind of reminds me of what this country was like back during the early days of the space program. Now, Floridians will be voting on an issue that will restore voting rights to 1.5 million felons. It's going to be on the fall ballot. And Desmond Mead of Orlando and his group Floridians for Fair Democracy successfully gathered more than 799,000 certified signatures in their years-long petition drive just a week before the deadline to reach the required total of 766,000. On Tuesday, the state certified the initiative for the November 6th ballot. Now, if this measure is approved by 60% of voters in the fall, the amendment would restore voting rights to Floridians with felony convictions after they fully complete their sentences, including parole or probation. Those convicted of murder or sexual offenses will continue to be barred from voting. Now, new research. Oh, it's time for a commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, as the announcer said, 800-313-9443. Okay, the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to rescue their human-caused global warming, rebranded to climate change, rebranded to climate crisis. And one thing they like to point to are places where glaciers are melting. See, we still have snow and ice. The temperature seems to be dropping pretty much all over the globe. The sea levels are not rising, and all they've got left are melting glaciers. And it turns out they may be about to lose that as well, because over on the seaward side of Greenland, it's well known the glaciers there are melting. And the carbon Nazis will point at it and say, see, human-caused global warming, you're to blame for that. But new research says that what's going on is heat from the Earth's interior is responsible for the acceleration of the loss of the glaciers on Greenland's seaward side. The fact that it's happening only on one side is very, very telling. Now, when you were in school, you probably were shown a model of the interior of the Earth that made it look kind of like an onion, where there was the little core, and then there was the mantle, and then there was the crust, and it all looked very nice and uniform. But it's becoming understood that the near crust part of the interior of the Earth is not smooth and featureless, that it has all kinds of bumps called hotspots. And some of them are responsible for some volcanoes. Most volcanoes are subduction zone volcanoes. But the Yellowstone supervolcano is a hotspot volcano. And the Hawaiian Islands were formed from a hotspot volcano. As the tectonic plate slides over the heat plume, new volcanoes keep popping up in a line. And it's now being understood that there are, in fact, smaller of these heat plumes inside the mantle. And the ground above them is just naturally warmer. And it's got nothing to do with human activity. In other words, it's not your fault. All right. Let's talk a little bit about computers. A little bit of a warning. Apparently, wireless charging and fast charging your cell phone batteries could actually cause them to wear out much quicker. Now, this is article is specific to the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8, and that is a concern because it's very difficult to replace the battery. I remember when Claire had that Samsung, and I got her a wireless charging pad. And now that I look back on it, we went through a bunch of batteries, which for the Samsung is no big deal. Order the battery on eBay, pop off the back of the phone, put the new battery in, everybody's happy. But apparently that is an issue, that you can wear your batteries out much faster with fast charging and wireless charging. So for those of you with phones that are difficult, if not impossible, to replace the batteries, you might want to think about that. Let's get on back here to Spectre and Meltdown. Even Microsoft has said, don't install the new patches. Apparently, they've caused all kinds of problems, machines constantly rebooting, machines being bricked. It's a huge amount of devastation out there. And at this point, I have turned off the updates on all my machines. I'm just scared. I'm more scared of Microsoft patches than I am of cyber criminals right now. Linus Torvalds declares the Intel fix for Meltdown Spectre complete and utter garbage. Now, Linus, of course, is known for his continuing work on the innermost code of Linux systems, and he's just come out very harsh with his comments about Intel and uses a lot of profanity. In fact, he's using words I can't say on this here radio without risking the license of our on-air affiliates. But it is an epic disaster when you really think about it. You find out these Intel chips ever since the Centrino, which, if I recall correctly, was the first of the Intel chips to be fabricated in Israel. I'm sure that's got nothing to do with it. I'm absolutely sure it's got nothing to do with it. But every chip since the Centrino has this flaw, this bug, this back door sitting right in the metal of the CPU. And it's been there for all these years, able to be used by whoever knows about it and knows it's there, which could be the Mossad or the NSA or who knows who. They're sharing a lot of information back and forth. So now a student discovers this problem and makes it public. And Intel scrambles to get a patch out, and the patch turns out to be wrecking system. First of all, they're admitting up front by putting in this patch to disable this speculative processing facility, which is the root of the problem, it's going to slow your computers down. If you're running numerically intensive software, it could slow down by as much as 30%. That's one third. More about this when we come on back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this epic disaster for computer users. And it's all computer users, home computer users, small businesses, large corporations, anything, anybody using those Intel chips. They're even in our cell phones and tablets is affected by this. And you either go on living with the awareness that your device is not secure, or you put in the patch, and at the very least, your device is going to slow down. And that speed of your device, that's part of what you paid for when you upgraded. I want a faster machine. Remember the trouble that Apple got in when it was discovered they were intentionally slowing down older iPhones. People love speed. And now they're going to have to give that up. Then it turns out, of course, that the patches are causing problems. Machines are continually rebooting. Some have been bricked, meaning they're a doorstop from that point on. There's no way to get them back. I think there needs to be some major class action lawsuits against Intel by everybody who's ever used Intel product, and that is pretty much the entire population of the United States of America. And we need to get to the heart of just how this back door got into all these chips. Whose back door is it? Because I don't think it's a simple bug, because it's hit virtually every chip Intel has put out since the Centrino. And that, to me, suggests design. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, Mike, with the exception of... Oh, thank you. Hello. Okay. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your greeting. You know, with the exception of dark brown skin, there is precious little similarity between Ethiopian Jews who make Aliyah and immigrate legally to Israel and the Somalis who are inundating Europe. Ethiopian Jewry is an ancient recognized sect, and Ethiopian Jews have had the right and been going to Israel for a very long time. Most are, go ahead and get their citizenship quite legally, and they're not causing a lot of crime problems or rapes or female genital mutilation or anything like that. It just seems weird to compare. And if Israel wants to get rid of them, and they're threatening them with jail, if they were to call Israel's bluff on the matter and allow themselves to be jailed, that would potentially get Israel in great, very bad trouble with world opinion and the United Nations, though they tend to disregard and scoff at United Nations pronouncements. I really don't, but who knows, with the Saudis at the head of the Human Rights, Commissioner at the UN, who knows what response they might get before the UN. So it's all a very muddy matter, but I can actually see them calling Israel's bluff on this.
Well, first of all, to be clear, and I may not have been as clear when I was doing the story, the Ethiopian Jews, I think, are exempted from this order. This 90 days get out or else is directed at non-Jewish African refugees who've been pouring into Israel as they have into all the other countries in the region. But it's forced deportation, it's ethnic cleansing, and it's already looking bad in the eyes of the world.
Right, exactly. You know, that's the problem with those doggone walls. The airplanes have a tendency to fly right over them.
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
That's the problem with those doggone walls. The airplanes have a tendency to fly right over them. And, bringing people
okay.
in.
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're saying. The refugees have been getting in. Well, Israel's a country with a wall. You know, everybody always says, sure, walls work. Look at Israel's wall. You know, the first thing they point to.
Well, Israel's wall is only along its eastern side to wall off Palestine. Israel is still perfectly open to the ocean, and you're absolutely right. The wall does not prevent aviation from getting in to the airports.
Right, exactly. So that's another sticky wicket. But, it'll also be interesting to see what the responses are, because... If we're talking about illegal immigrants who crossed in illegally, the same as here or in Europe, then that certainly changes the complexion of the matter.
You need to remember, to the open borders people, refugee and illegal immigrant are not the same thing. And by declaring them all refugees, it makes it okay for them to walk into other countries, even though the other country may have a different idea about it. In the case of the United States, we're not calling the people from Mexico refugees, at least not yet. They may try and do that at some point. But it is a very complex, muddy issue.
Right. And given the history of Ethiopia, when Haile Selassie used to let shiploads of grain rot at the docks and not distribute it, they have been more historical claim to, being refugees from oppression than some of the others. But anyway, all right, Mike. Well, thank you. Take care.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. The idea is the open borders people are trying to play it on up that these people are fleeing oppression. They're fleeing all the wars that the United States has started. Actually, that's only about 10% of them. They've been doing all kinds of studies, and they're finding out 90% of these refugees are taking advantage of the open borders to go someplace where they think or they've been told they'll have better economic opportunities. That is not acting out. It's not working out, rather. And that's what's leading to the resentment and the anger and the frustration, which in turn is leading to the crime and rape and violence all over Europe. We're going to go back to the phones here. Tom in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I would like to wake up the editorial cartoonists out there to, instead of the stars and bars with five-pointed stars, if they made them six-pointed stars and made a picture of that, I think that ought to be the new Jewish flag out there.
Yeah, it could very well be. I mean, I've seen variations on the theme, on that very theme for a long time. And, even in the news banners on certain news stories where, like on election night, there was a big stink because one of the networks, you know, it had all of our traditional five-pointed stars. And then in the background, there were a couple of six-pointed stars, just getting that message out there. And a lot of people were very upset with that.
Well, I think it'd be a good political cartoon for somebody to start drawing that. Anyway, aloha. Appreciate your program.
Aloha. Thank you very much for the phone call. Our phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. So let's get on back to this issue about Spectre and Meltdown, because this is, I don't have words to say how bad this is. And however much damage is being caused, you can count on the corporate media to not want to report that, how many people have had their computers shut down or rebooting, or how many people have been hit by this. Because after all, Microsoft is a wonderful advertiser, and we can't annoy them. But I wish somebody would do a head count. How many people have been adversely affected by this? Certainly everybody who's downloaded that first round of patches has been adversely affected. Their machines are now slower, if they're still working at all. We're looking at millions and millions of device users being hit by this. Nobody seems upset about it, at least in the corporate media or in the government. Well, it's just one of those things. Remember, in that end user license agreement that you signed or you accepted when you opened the software, you can't sue us for anything that we do that's bad. You know what? I think we ought to use this episode to bring back product liability to the computer, hardware, and software industries. Now, in the early days of the computer industry, the days of the Apple II and the Commodore VIC-20, which I still have a working one up here on the shelf, these computer companies went to the government and they wanted to be indemnified against product liability because they were a brand new industry. They were very small. They were just growing. And they didn't want to be basically killed at birth by a bad mistake. And so the government went along and said, while you get your feet under you, you're protected from civil liability. And it was written into all the end user license agreements. Well, that was a long time ago. And computer hardware and software are multi-billion dollar businesses. And there's no legitimate reason for them to be shielded from product liability. And by shielding them from product liability, you lead to incidents like what we're seeing here. Somebody, if this was not intentional, somebody got sloppy. Somebody just didn't care. This issue has been in every single processor since the Centrino. We need product liability restored so that these corporations will now have an incentive to produce more reliable product. Don't just make it pretty. Don't just change the interface. Actually make it work better for us. I'm opposed to indemnification of the vaccine industry. That's why they've gotten so reckless with their adjuvants, and they're making so many mistakes. They can't get sued for it. That's not a healthy way to run an economy. Yeah, I think this Intel chip issue is a good one to use to call for the ending or the restoration of product liability to this industry. Because there's a heck of a class action lawsuit waiting for Intel. Okay, Intel, which people are now calling Chipzilla, has now officially said do not install the patch they sent out for this flaw. Apparently, it has taken down a huge number of machines. I don't know about you. I'm angry about this. I'm angry, first of all, that it happened or was done. Second, that it went on for so many years until somebody outside Intel discovered it and made it public. And their attitude is, oh, well, we'll just send you a patch. Everything will be better. No, it won't. You're losing computer power. You're losing speed. You might lose your machine. Very cavalier attitude toward the consumer these days. We need to make these companies afraid of the consumer. I remember in the good old days, the motto was, the customer is always right. These days, it almost seems like the attitude is, the customer will be happy with what we decide to sell them. Now, if you play Blizzard, apparently there's been a flaw found in all the Blizzard games that could let hackers hijack millions of PCs. And apparently this includes World of Warcraft. I've heard of that one. Overwatch, Diablo 3, Hearthstone, StarCraft. These are all games created by Blizzard Entertainment, and apparently all of them have this problem. So when you're playing these games, you play them online using web browsers. You install a game client application called Blizzard Update Agent. And this basically communicates with Blizzard, but apparently this Blizzard Update Agent is vulnerable to a hacking technique called DNS rebinding. That allows any website to act as a bridge between the external server and your local host. In other words, it gets around your firewall. Now, everybody's making a big deal about cryptocurrencies. Oh, they're up there. They're soaring. They're up. They're down. They're all around. And everybody's still talking about it. And there was concern raised that most of the Bitcoins seem to be in the hands of a very, very few people, just like U.S. dollars. But apparently, according to this story over in Bloomberg International, apparently hackers have walked off with about 14% of the big digital currencies. And a large part of that is hijacking your machine to do cryptocurrency mining. So they're just being greedy out there. Now, we've talked about this next issue before, but apparently it's coming back, so we're going to mention it. Hackers are flooding the internet with more fake domain names, and they're taking advantage of something called the internationalized domain names, which are allowed to use characters from other languages, and they can use something from the Greek alphabet, for example, that looks kind of like an O, and use it to put it into a domain name that looks just like a real domain. Then they send out a DNS hack to direct people to the fake website. And they make the website look like the real one. And just glancing at that bar at the top, it looks like it's the right domain. But you're in the playpen of the cyber criminals. Now, I know on Chrome, there is actually a plugin that you can get that will block internationalized domain names. In other words, if you enter a domain or if you're directed to a domain that is not written entirely in English, it will block you. And I wish I could remember what it was called. IDN Safe, that's what it's called. So you might want to look on that. And for those of you who are using other browsers, you might also look for something else that is similar to that. Because isn't it amazing how totally Wild West the internet has become? with all the cyber criminals and the scammers and it's a one-sided wild, wild west. You're being shot at constantly. You're not allowed to shoot back. Where's the fun in that? Well, when we get back from this next commercial break, there's some shooting back going on. It's starting. It's a pushback on this whole net neutrality issue. So please join us on the air again, 800-313-9443. And we're going to be – there's a lot of lawsuits, and even a state that are now pushing to regain net neutrality. We'll be talking about that after these words from our sponsors. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get into net neutrality, I just got an email from a listener. Have you heard the argument that no software may be patented, trademarked, or even copyrighted because of the exemption against protecting any mathematical formula? All programs are algorithms. Algorithms are math. Ergo, no copyright protection allowed. I'm aware of the prohibition against copywriting a mathematical formula, but there's a lot more in software than just the mathematics. There's the logic structure. You can copyright that. There's the internal graphics. You can copyright that. Remember, Microsoft for a while was doing what were called look and feel lawsuits, where people who were writing their own versions of Office, for example, and they weren't using any of the Microsoft code, Microsoft was still suing them, saying, well, it kind of looks like what we're doing. And it went back and forth. I mean, obviously, you can't patent the idea of a word processor. They've been around for a very, very long time. But basically, Microsoft wasn't interested in winning the lawsuits, but just bankrupting these companies with legal costs. It's called lawfare. Now, getting on back to net neutrality, we're coming up on the showdown. As you know already, 21 or 22, I keep seeing both numbers, states' attorneys generals are suing the Federal Communications Commission over their rollback on the net neutrality rules. Mozilla has joined that, well, they filed their own lawsuit to protect net neutrality. In fact, there is a whole flood of these lawsuits heading on in to basically say common carrier has to apply to the internet. This is not a hobby. This is now a critical part of the nation's infrastructure, and it should not be hijacked by a few large corporations. Now, over in Montana, their governor is taking a stand for net neutrality. And basically, the governor, Steve Bullock, has said Montana will sign contracts only with internet service providers that honor net neutrality. In other words, don't even think about doing any kind of ISP business in Montana if you're going to go along with giving the rich guys the preferential treatment. So, now, this story actually made it to Fox News just now. It's about that Hawaii missile alert that we all went through a little over a week ago. And they're trying to explain away why it took so long to get the word out that it was a false alarm. There was that 38-minute delay before it went out over the emergency management system, which they blamed on FEMA, and FEMA said wasn't our fault. And there was the issue about why didn't you put it out on Twitter? The governor has a Twitter account. A lot of people are following it. Why didn't he do that? And he didn't get it onto Twitter for something like over 20 minutes after it happened. His excuse is he temporarily forgot his Twitter password. I'm not kidding. That's the new official story. More about that when we come back in hour three. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.